After he had slept for a while, he rose and performed the morning prayer. Then, mounted on Qaswa, he rode round the Kaaba 7 times, crying, "Allahu Akbar!" The shout was taken up by the troops, and soon the words rang through the entire city, signalling the final victory of Islam. Next, Muhammad turned his attention to the idols of the Haram. Crowded onto their roofs and balconies, the Quraysh watched him smash each stone effigy while he recited the verse, "The truth has come and falsehood has vanished away. Surely falsehood is certain to vanish." Inside the Kaaba, the walls had been decorated with pictures of the pagan deities, and Muhammad ordered them all to be obliterated, though, it is said, he allowed frescoes of Jesus and Mary to remain. By this time, some of the Quraysh had ventured forth from their houses and made their way to the Kaaba, waiting for Muhammad to leave the shrine. He stood in front of the house of Allah and begged them to lay aside the arrogance and self-sufficiency of Jahiliyyah, which had created only conflict and injustice. "O Quraysh," he cried, "behold, God has removed from you the arrogance of Jahiliyyah with its boast of ancestral glories. Man is simply a God-conscious believer or an unfortunate sinner. All people are children of Adam, and Adam was created out of dust." Finally, Muhammad quoted the words that God had spoken in the Quran to the whole of humanity. "Behold, we have created you all out of a male or a female, and have made you into tribes and nations, so that you may come to know one another. Verily, the noblest of you in the sight of God is the one who is most deeply conscious of him. Behold, God is all-knowing, all-aware." The true hero was no longer an aggressive chauvinist, but was filled with reverent fear. The purpose of the tribe and the nation was no longer to exalt its superiority. They must not seek to dominate, exploit, convert, conquer, or destroy other peoples, but get to know them. The experience of living in a group, coexisting with people, some of whom, despite their kinship, would inevitably be uncongenial, should prepare the tribesman or the patriot for encounter with foreigners. It should lead to an appreciation of the unity of the human race. Muhammad had managed to redefine the concept of nobility in Arabia, replacing it with a more universal, compassionate, and self-effacing ideal. But were the Quraysh ready for this? Muhammad issued a general amnesty. Only about 10 people were put on the blacklist. They included Ikrimah, but not Safwan for some reason, and those who had spread anti-Muslim propaganda or injured the Prophet's family. Some of these miscreants asked for pardon, however, and they seem to have been spared. After his speech beside the Kaaba, Muhammad withdrew to Mount Safa and invited the people of Mecca to swear fealty. One by one, the Quraysh filed up to Muhammad, who sat flanked by Omar and Abu Bakr.